Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a lot going on today. Rhea will join us in studio 1 hour from now. What Jalen Hurts said yesterday about the latest with his finger and whatever the heck Jay Glazer was talking about. We'll get to that. The future of this coaching staff. Hugh's holiday stocking, our final day today.
The final day.
So be tuned
in. It's the final countdown.
It is. It is. At some point, we'll find out what is in Hugh's holiday stocking today and a very special anniversary of Philadelphia sports. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, today might be the last day to go out and get your gifts that'll be here for Christmas, you know, if you got to order them or something. But today might be the last day, so you got to get on top of that.
You better do it right now. I mean, time is running thin here for that. All right, good morning, everyone. Lot to discuss, including, you know, I just said the words, time is running out. And I thought about, what, 10 weeks ago, 11 weeks ago? I thought time was running out for Nick Sirianni and his tenure with the Philadelphia Eagles. I at 2-2, heading into the bye, the loss against Tampa, I thought this guy was a dead coach walking, and I was dead wrong on that because they have won 10 football games in a row. It is the longest winning streak in Philadelphia Eagles history in the regular season. I was wrong about this year, obviously, and I was wrong about Sirianni not being able to fix it. He has. He's done a really nice job this year, Hugh Douglas.
So you like him now?
Well, he's doing a good job. Yeah, he's doing.
You sound like I do when people say when you accuse me of not really being behind the defense 100%.
Well,
I mean, I am, but it's your bravado.
All right, well, I'm not behind him 100%.
No, why not?
Because I'm not fully sold yet. He's done a really nice job.
Why
this
not
year.
Though? Is it the buffoonery before?
Well, I don't love that, but that's always been a part of who he is. Let me lay it out this way.
Okay.
I think Nick Sirianni is doing a tremendous job this season. I do. I think his ability to kind of course correct at the bye, get them on the right track, deal with a bunch of crazy stuff last week. Week to week, they haven't laid an egg in a long time. Like, I appreciate what he's done this year. But I'm not fully sold, and I'm going to reserve my judgment. And I know everyone's going to yell at me for this today. That's fine. I'm going to reserve my judgment till we get to the postseason.
See, I don't think that's fair.
Well, all right. Why?
Because I look at it like this. Now, I've been workshopping this a little bit because
Are you in the lab with some takes?
Well, I had to think about it because, you know, I grew up in an era in transition. And what I mean by that, you know, Bill Parcells was, well, first of all, let me go back. Rich Kotite was my first coach. Mm. And there were certain things that he did. I remember having a conversation with him because he was a little laxed. And I remember being in practice all the time, and he would always say, well, we'll get that tomorrow, babe. We'll fix that the next day. We never were a team that fixed the problems that we were having immediately, and it showed. It showed so much that we went 3-13 my first year, and then we turned right back around and we won a 15. And so then we went to the extreme, which was Bill Parcells. And I really didn't rock too well with that kind of coaching style. Parcells was the type of coach where he had a lot of success in New York, and he did it by belittling his players for the most part. I remember him calling Aaron Glenn, Reveille, because I think if that's A&M's mascot, the dog, Reveille. And I never jived with that because I just thought it was demeaning. Like other guys, they enjoyed that. I'm not going to say enjoyed it, but they gravitated towards it and they responded to it. I was not that guy. I didn't like feeling like I was being ridiculed. You know, coming from a smaller school, being a guy who got drafted pretty high, and there were a lot of people looking at you kind of side-eye. I didn't really like that too much. So I didn't mesh well with that. So I got traded to Philadelphia. And Andy Reid was a little different. Andy Reid was a hard coach, but he was respectful. And, you know, he was a guy that got the most out of you by not belittling you, but showing you how much better you're getting. Like, he'll beat you down, but he would show you where you were getting better.
Sure.
And so I say all that to say this while I'm long talking, is that Coach Sirianni has figured out how to get the best out of his players. Now, it might be one of those things that we don't truly understand because we all have the different eras of coaching that we like and that we respect and all this other stuff. I think he's a little bit unorthodox, but the players that he's coaching on this team, they're responding to it.
I agree with you, and they are responding. And that's his job is to get them to play at the best of their capabilities,
yes,
and to respond and to get the most out of the team. And he's gotten a lot out of the team he's been given. That's clear. They've won a lot of football games with Nick Sirianni as their head coach. I just go to this, and it's why I'm going to reserve fully winning my, you know, having him fully win me over until we get through the postseason, because I can't. It's hard for me to just reconcile my brain that he's been handed the best roster in the NFL, and I would say in totality for 4 years, one of the three or four best rosters. And so far, we've got two playoff wins to show for it. That's it. I mean, that's it. They've had great regular seasons. They've made the playoffs every year. But right now, as I sit here today on December 19th, and Hugh mentioned you got to get on that Christmas shop, but if you haven't gotten there yet, otherwise you're going to be out of luck. We have two playoff wins in his era. Two. And one was against Daniel Jones, and the other one, now they knocked out a quarterback, but the reality was that team played three quarters without a quarterback. That's it. So I need to see him succeed in the postseason. This is going to be a really good NFC postseason. We have gotten to the point now where the Eagles are put in as the favorite. They're the favorite to get to the Super Bowl. So that's, I'm going to judge him now on the postseason. Like, he's obviously shown he can coach in the regular season, and they can win a lot of football games the regular season. That's great. But now, the way I view him is, it's postseason time. It's time to win a Super Bowl. Because the way I view this is, if we go through this and he wins, then I can't ever complain about him again. Like, that's it. He won the Super Bowl. Like, he delivered. But if they don't win, what did we do here for the last 4 years? Had one of the two or three best rosters in the league and didn't win anything. 215-592-9494. Has Sirianni fully won you over? Now, it's funny, this morning, Morning Show was going over some of their old poll results over the course of the year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people now are won over by Sirianni. But, Hugh, you remember our show. They were talking about the polls on their show. A lot of people in January last year when they lost the playoffs wanted him fired.
Yeah.
When I said in September when they lost the Bucks that I thought it was over and I'd move on, most people that day weren't like, oh, no, this is a great coach. We got to keep him forever. Like, most people felt something like I felt in September. So now the question is, has he won you over? He's obviously winning Hugh over here. I'm waiting to the postseason to feel that way. Let's hear Ian Rapoport, because one of the things Sirianni seems to do well is find a way to get his players to kind of lock back in. Last week was a weird week, but over the course of the week, he got those players to lock back in. They were ready to roll, and they played really well on Sunday. Let's hear Ian Rapoport about the week that was for the Eagles and how Sirianni got them on the same page.
Well, first of all, Rich, sometimes when there are controversies like this, you say, oh, the media is kind of blown out of proportion. First of all, this time it started with Brandon Graham, a leader on the team, and one of their teammates who kind of brought it out in the open. Like, yeah, Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown's relationship is not maybe the best of friends. It is okay. They don't need to be best friends. Really, the question is, can they coexist on the field? Can they play together? And to that end, Nick Sirianni has taken time this week, as he's done in previous weeks, but specifically this week, to show the team group celebrations and just give them an idea of, one, It takes everyone to create these great moments. And two, these are the kinds of things we can do when we are together. As Sirianni tells the team, you cannot be great without the greatness of others. He is trying to preach togetherness to get the Eagles where they need to go, Rich.
There it is, togetherness. Nick Sirianni getting this team on the same page. 215-592-9494. All right, you know what we need to hear from today? We need to hear from the Sirianni Brigade that has been there the whole time. And we also need to hear today from those that were out on him. Has he won you back over fully? Has Sirianni won you fully over? Let's hear what Kyle has to say here, who has been a famous Sirianni guy. I mean, the guy even shaved his head in studio, buzzed his hair like Nick Sirianni. Are you fully in the Sirianni camp?
Of course. I talked about last week how that was probably one of the biggest moments in Nick Sirianni's career to be able to get them ready to play for that game during the week that we had last week. I thought it was a phenomenal job. Hugh, welcome aboard, my friend.
Thank you.
It's good to have you, buddy.
What do you guys have? All right, a bus? What do you want? A boat? Like, what is the Sirianni sleigh? A sleigh? Yeah. Is the Sirianni
sleigh? I'll take a cookie.
Okay.
Cookies are nice.
Joe, I feel like a lot of this is centered around emotion, and a lot of it still is hanging from what happened at the end of last season. People were very mad about that, and some of his antics and stuff, and even yelling at the fans earlier this season. It just feels like he has an uphill battle for a lot of people, which makes it, I think, a little bit more difficult for people to cross over into the "he fully won me over" camp. And when you say that, you know, he only has two playoff wins, all that, like that, I feel like that is a little bit diminishing of what Sirianni has accomplished as the Eagles head coach. The talent on the roster isn't a knock on him, because to be able to get what he's gotten out of the talent that is on this roster, I think is a little bit of a harder thing than you're making it out to be. They had talent on the roster last year. I think if we can zoom out a little bit, that team last season probably didn't belong in the postseason at all. I mean, they did manage to win 11 games. And, like, we're seeing what's happened with the 49ers coming off their Super Bowl loss. That's how much worse it could have been last year. Like, it might even be looked at as a credit to him at this point, that team was even in the postseason last year, given all the crap they had to put up with, the not-togetherness that the team had. And then in 2021, his first year, that team probably didn't belong in the postseason either. So you can even say that Nick Sirianni has overachieved to some degree as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Just look at what some people had projected their win totals to be. In all of these seasons, including this year, Nick Sirianni's blown through that. So I get needing to see what happens in the postseason, but, like, what's the bar for you? Does he need to win the Super Bowl? Because that feels like a ridiculous expectation to have to put on a coach to just say that he won you over.
He needs to win at least a playoff game, and more likely two playoff games this season. I mean, that's my... you know what? I've moved to a different realm. I don't know if anyone's with me on this. I now view the Eagles the way the best college programs view their teams. Like, 10 wins? Cool. 11 wins? Cool. 12 wins? Cool. They're supposed to do that now every year. They have created here, and this is more of a Howie Roseman thing than anything, a pipeline to talent. This team is loaded. It's like, you know how people, Ohio State, they want to fire Ryan Day even though he's like 40-4?
They are really.
But that's the way ridiculous. I think we should view the Eagles. This team has moved. They're not like the little engine that could. This is a juggernaut franchise now.
Oh, no question about that.
And I expect them to. They expect them to win 12 next year and the year after, but barring significant injury and obviously the quarterback stuff. But this team's loaded. Like, I go back. You said exceeding expectations. Andy Reid won two playoff games in 2001. With some of the littlest offensive talent you could find.
Well, Andy's one of the greatest head coaches of all time.
Like, okay, you're right about that. Doug Peterson won the Super Bowl as an underdog in the NFC divisional round, the title game, and the Super Bowl.
Sure.
Sirianni hasn't wowed me yet with anything he's done on the biggest stage.
That's what
it's about now.
Let me tell you what he's done. And he doesn't get credit for doing this. Because of, you know, we always like to talk about the talent that he's amassed or how he's amassed or whatever.
Yeah.
But we saw, and this is a perfect example, we saw the breakdown last year, the last seven games. Coach Sirianni, there was a time where it looked like it was trending in that same direction. Coach Sirianni has figured out a way to channel and focus all these different egos. Think about that for a minute, Joe. Think about how hard that was. Think about how hard that was to do last year, and it fell apart. And all the innuendo. We still don't know. what really went down in that locker room last year.
But he's a culture guy, right? Shouldn't he do this? Shouldn't that be what he does?
But everybody can't do that. Think about that. Whatever, even to this point, whatever him and his quarterback was going through mm-hmm. at the beginning of the season, where the quarterback was hemming and hawing and didn't really endorse him the way that we felt like he should, they figured out a way to have a symbiotic relationship. He figured out a way to get the receivers, by throwing them the football, back on the same page. In a week, he's been able to course correct a lot quicker than he was a year ago. I think that's a testament to who he is. I really do.
Sure, and I give him credit for that. I think he's, especially at the bye this year, getting Hurts on the same page as him as we're going to run the football. Like, he's found that's he's done a good job with that, way better than last year. Maybe he learned from it and will be great the rest of his career
and
with that kind of stuff.
And not only that, to be able to do that, because this is the thing that people don't realize. As a former football player, and I'm still like this to this day, and most of my teammates are too, you know when a person's being genuine. Just from a small conversation, mm-hmm. you know, like you get a feel for people in a short period of time by just talking to them and able to see if they're sincere. He's done a good job of being sincere and you know, transparent to his players, so much so that they've learned to trust him again. Because a lot of times when you don't trust a coach or something, that's something hard to get back.
I agree. Look, I've moved off of the idea that he's not a good coach. I'm not fully sold on him being anything special until we get to the postseason.
I hate the he has talent thing.
He does.
But I understand he does. But that's not just like an exact one for one. You have talent, you win games. How many talented teams have we seen that had crap seasons? How many great coaches have we seen with talented rosters have crap seasons? This happens, right? Like, it is mm-hmm. a credit to him that he is getting the absolute most out of a very talented roster.
It is credit to him. But I don't know. If you had told me 10 weeks ago they won 10 in a row, I'd have said, wow, I'm probably going to be so overwhelmed and fully won over on Sirianni afterwards. And I'm not. He's a good coach. He's doing a good job this year. But fully sold? Fully sold? No. I'm not. It's the same coach that in September was doing things that half the town was like, this is ridiculous. When we get to the postseason, that's when he can make his bones and help push them over the top. Because when we get to the postseason, the gap between the Eagles' talent and all their opponents is going to be lesser, right? They still might be the best team. They still just might be the best roster. But the gap between them and Green Bay, them in Detroit, them in the Bills or the Chiefs, it's going to be smaller. And that's when the little things are going to matter. 215-592-9494. Has Sirianni fully won you over? I mean, we could go back. I know the morning show was having fun with their polls. We can go back. Obviously, 10 weeks ago, most people were either out on Sirianni or not even close to sold. Has the 10-game winning streak added into what he's done in the first 3 years he was here? Has he fully won you over? Mike is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, man? Hugh, I just want to make sure before we start, you're okay today, right?
Yeah, that was like, what, Mike, like 3-4 days ago?
It was two. But yeah.
I don't know when it's going to happen. I just want to make sure.
No, I'm good.
Mike. What's up?
At the end of last year, I wanted Sirianni fired. After the 2-2 start and we're going into the bye week, I wanted Sirianni fired. When he had his Britney moment, I wanted him fired. Dude, I'm back on this, dude. Like, you can't deny what this guy has been able to accomplish with a mass amount of different coaches every single year, whether it was,
Gannon and Steichen, and then Desai and Brian Johnson.
He's had a cornucopia of coaches.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, if there's one thing that's noticeable every single year is there is a either group of players or specific players that end up having like a career year. I mean, you go back to 22 and you get Hassan Reddick with the, 17 sacks, and Fletcher, the whole D-line just going nuts. Slay and Bradbury were amazing. The offensive line was having career years, and, you know, AJ, everybody. But then even last year, there was guys having career years, but different coaches. Now this year, different coaches. We still have guys having career years when you look at Quinyon Mitchell and you know, whoever else you want
Cooper,
to point out.
Cooper DeJean,
yeah. I mean, can some of that go to Howie and his collection of talent? Absolutely. But one thing just remaining consistent with these players is that it's under Nick Sirianni. He constantly has these guys ready to go. He constantly is delivering a message, whether or not we'd agree with how he delivers the message. The message itself is still sticking with these players, and they're playing for him. I don't agree with everything the guy does, but I mean, I don't agree with everything my wife does, but I still sit there every day.
Yeah, you ain't got no choice with that one, dog. You gotta suck that one up.
So, I mean, it's like, is it going to be perfect? Probably not. But is it excelling in a way that we haven't seen in years? I mean, we're constantly talking about, is this the best defense we've ever seen by Eagles? Is this, you know, the best offensive line or offensive talent or whatever it may be that we've seen in years? It's all under Sirianni.
Well, you're right. I mean, like, and that makes the conversation so interesting. And Mike, appreciate the phone call, because I can't deny the success they've had with him. It's been enormous. I mean, you can make a case that this is the best run they've ever had. If they get back to another Super Bowl, it's the best 4-year run the franchise ever had. You can make that case. But I don't like it. I don't feel it's because of him. No, it's not. And he's a part of it, but because of him?
You're out of control.
Yeah, wait a second. You guys,
OC for real.
Hold on a second. You guys think this is because of him. I didn't say he's not a part of it. It's because of him?
Yeah, I don't buy it.
It's in large part due to him, yes. Joe, he's the head coach. I mean, all this stuff, like, how many times this offseason have we debated, does he matter? Does he matter? You said, yes, he matters because he's the head coach. Yeah, he's the head coach.
And I said he's doing a good job this year.
He's doing a great job.
But over the last 4 years, he's been given, like, every game we watched the last 10 weeks, maybe four of them, five of them, we've gone and we're like, is this the week they're going to drop one? The other four or five are like, they're obviously going to win, right? Mm-hmm. That's been the last 10 weeks.
Yeah.
15 minutes into every game, I have the feeling like they're just so much better than this team. Is that because of him, or is it because of the talent he has?
Well, you still got to coach the talent.
I understand
talent.
That.
And I will say, not to cut you off, Kyle, my bad, but I will say this. And this is the part that I think we're losing because of the tomfoolery that was a part of Coach Sirianni early on. Coach Sirianni has been more clear and concise in his messaging. And like, he still has his moments on the sideline because he had one this weekend with Jalen Carter.
You say back in the time foolery. I mean, it was just Sunday. He's got Clint Hurt in front of him with Jalen Carter.
That's why I threw that in there, because I knew that's where you were going. There's still a part of Coach Sirianni that you can't subdue. But I will say this. When he's in those press conferences now, he's more clear and concise. Now, he has his moments where he kind of meanders and he gets off topic just a little bit. But you got to admit that he sounds more focused in those meetings. He sounds more focused when he talks to the press. He's not going off on a tangent anymore. I think that's a credit to how he's grown as a coach.
So, like, what matters to me is how he talks to the team, right? Not necessarily the media. How many games have we gone into this year wondering, is this a trap game? Is this the trap game? Is that, like, are the Eagles going to be up for this game?
Quite a few.
They have won 10 straight games.
I know. And they've been very, this is the most consistently excellent they've been in a long time.
And think about the conversation we had in the offseason about the leadership in this team. It's not, we don't think it's Jalen Hurts necessarily, right? Like, there's reports that the Eagles wanted him to be more of a vocal leader, and there's even reports this year that he had to be nudged to do that again.
Sure.
Like, I think we're ignoring the fact that Nick Sirianni is the glue of this football team.
215-592-9494. That's how you hop.
Glue guy.
10 weeks ago, I was not the only one out on Sirianni. I acknowledge now he's a good coach. He's done a nice job this year. But the fully, like, when we talk about being fully sold, can I get to the playoffs first? Can I see how they and he perform on the biggest stage against a lot of good NFC teams, and then perhaps in a Super Bowl against the Chiefs or the Bills? 215-592-9494. Are you fully sold now on Nick Sirianni and what he does here as the Eagles coach? We'll take your phone calls. We got a lot. Rhea will join us at 11. We'll ask her what we're asking you. Has Sirianni fully won you over? Maybe some trash talk, some bulletin board material coming out of Washington. We'll get to that as well. And on the other side, you'll hear Sirianni in the locker room with his guys. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
We're talking about tough detail together, right? That's a team. That's a team. All right. How long was it, Bob?
10:30.
10 minutes and 30 seconds on a 4 minute by the offense.
Yes, sir.
Hey, hey! You want us to run it? We can run it.
Yeah.
You want us to pass it? How about that pass?
Yeah.
Defense stopping them in short and on short fields was incredible. You guys played your ass off as a group together. Awesome job, defense. Remember, right? That was a tough win against a tough team. Hungry, humble. All right, it's more than just this. It's more than getting this win. We just want to keep getting better. Hungry and humble. We got a lot to be thankful for.
We're working. We're getting to work on Monday.
How about that pass game, Hugh Douglas? That might have been my favorite Sirianni locker room
of
the
year. Yeah, that was a direct shot at the media. The media.
At you, Hugh Douglas.
Or A.J. Brown.
Yeah, probably. He might have been. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop on. Rhea will join us at 11. We're going to find out later in this show what's in Hugh's holiday stocking.
Ooh,
in fact,
this the last one, ain't
it? It's your last chance.
It's the last one.
Yeah, to win the qualifying prize to be entered for the grand prize. Later on, we'll get to the latest on the coaching market, including Kellen Moore's name out there again. And what Jalen Hurts said yesterday about the Jay Glazer report, about the meeting with Big Dom and all that nonsense. He gave us some more clarity on his finger, his left hand, the broken finger, and what it will prevent him from doing. 215-592-9494. And we got a cold stove update for the Phillies as well. But let's get back to the phone lines here. Has Nick Sirianni fully won you over? I mean, like, half this town, I would say, if not more, in October was out on this guy.
Yes.
And now we are gone the other way.
It's okay to be that way.
We're all emotional here.
It is absolutely okay to change your mind. New information, new takes. That's fine. That's one of our values here on the Midday Show. But are you fully won over? Like, I think you'd be obtuse and just ridiculous if you didn't have a better feeling about Sirianni today than you did 10 weeks ago. Obviously, they've won 10 games in a row. He has done a better job, I would say, in the game as the weeks have gone on. I didn't love some of the ones early, New Orleans, Atlanta, Jacksonville, but I'd say the last month and a half, I have felt pretty good about Sirianni, and I've criticized him very little for in-game stuff. He's doing a good job, but fully won over? No, I'm going to wait for the playoffs for that. Let's talk to Frank, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. First of all, a blessed holiday to both of you.
You too, Frank. You, we appreciate you listening.
Appreciate
what are you
happy
thinking?
So my Sirianni point and then a personal comment. So I'm fully in on Sirianni. Nick has an intangible that you cannot put your hand on. And Joe, I love you. You're a heck of a guy, and I hate to be the foil to your point, especially this time of year. But
you know what? Shut up.
All you have to do is look to the Dallas Cowboys. They have had incontrovertible talent over the a number of years, but yet the coach has failed to provide the missing ingredient. So you can have all the talent in the world, and if you don't have a coach that either has a tangible effect or an intangible, like Nick has in my belief, I think the talent can go wasted, like the point you was making earlier.
So I think, Frank, I think it's a fair point, and Dallas is not, and obviously this year they're ravaged by injuries, but even like in their good years, which I think you're referencing, Frank, they haven't gotten over the hump, they haven't got to a title game, they haven't got to a Super Bowl, Sirianni's done those things. Frank, I just need to see it in the playoffs again. It was one run, and 2 years ago, they were, I would call it fortunate who they got to play when they played them, right? The Giants were a kind of a make-believe playoff team.
I agree.
And then Purdy got hurt. Frank, look, the playoffs this year, and I can't project injuries, but the playoffs this year look like they're going to be a real challenge in the NFC. If he gets back to another Super Bowl, I can't say anything but wow.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, I think there are ebbs and flows in that. You know, there was some ebbs earlier in the year. Now we're on a flow. And I think that the playoffs, I think it's going to, the flow is going to continue. I think he really has tapped into something, and I'm all in.
Well, it feels like he has. I mean, like 10 wins in a row is a remarkable thing. Frank, we appreciate the phone call. That's a fair point, the Cowboys point, right? The Cowboys.
Yeah.
But the Eagles are also better than the Cowboys. They're more talented than the Cowboys, even at their best.
You could make that argument last year that there was probably a push.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, they kind of fell off. So, yeah, it's
but
it's
they both
one of those
lost in the first round last year.
Yeah, but I would probably say, you know, when you talk about, thinking more so the regular season.
Well, they won the division, the Cowboys, last year.
Yeah, well, the Cowboys is, I think, a really good comparison, especially with a guy that I think you've compared him to a lot, Jason Garrett, who was Mr. 8-8. And granted, they haven't had as talented teams as the Eagles have, But they've had more talented teams, teams that are more talented than an 8-8 record.
Absolutely.
See what an actual bad coach or not a good coach looks like with a talented team. Like, I just think it's coming off as more of a discredit to Nick Sirianni that he has a talented roster, when I think it should be viewed as a plus of what he's getting out of these guys.
I just think it makes us feel good about him, like that he does well with the good roster. I compared it earlier to college football. Like, there's a reason why certain fan bases, and I know we don't pay super attention to it here, but like, you see it on ESPN. They want to fire Ryan Day in Ohio State, even though he's 40-4, whatever his record is.
That's because they dropped four to Michigan.
Right, but the expectation is we have the best roster. We win championships.
Yeah.
And if you don't get close to that, or you don't do it, then you criticize the coach. Like, I've moved off of the Eagles are anything but special as an organization. Like, that's what they are. Maybe they weren't 6 years ago, but look what Howie's done the last 3 or 4 years with the talent on this team. It's remarkable what they've added.
But didn't you think going into the season they were what, like a 9-win team?
I said 10.
They could win 15.
But I was wrong.
I think you were also wrong about Nick Sirianni.
Again, we had this. I can't be wrong about both.
Sure you can.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. If they're a 15-win roster and he wins 15, then he just achieved.
Right, but okay. So I feel like if you went in thinking this was a 9-8-win team because of the talent on the team, and the talent, I think, has shown you that they're more talented, or at least they're playing better than you thought they were going to. That could mean one of two things. They're a lot more talented than you thought, but there are a lot of young players. So it might just be the fact that they're getting the most out of these guys early on, like as early as it could possibly be. He's got a lot of rookies on this defense.
I'm going to give him credit for the defense.
I get that's Fangio. I mean, understand
you kind of have to.
But
a
lot of great, like, Andy Reid had Jim Johnson, Joe. Like, good coaches have good staff. That's okay.
I didn't say it's not okay, but also Andy Reid was the offensive designer.
But all of his teams were defensive teams,
Rod
Joe.
Howard, though. He was kind of learning from Rod Howard a little bit.
Those Andy Reid teams that we had back here, they were defensive football teams.
The
offense had Todd Pinkston, James Thrash.
When Andy got here, there was nothing in place. Okay, and he had to put it all in place.
What was Andy Reid without Jim Johnson?
Right, and that's fine. And like, he can have a good defense for every good offensive, but he's not an offensive guy either. He's a CEO.
Sure he is. Hold on. No. Because we're ignoring this also.
What are we ignoring?
This team, its bread and butter is what it was in 2021. Kellen Moore wasn't here in 2021.
Yeah, and that's...
Is this eye-popping Kellen Moore offense? Like, is this Kellen Moore offense, like, popping off the screen to you?
See,
no,
they're winning
by being tough. That's Sirianni.
Yeah, I think Coach Sirianni.
They're winning because they have more good players than anybody else.
But they are one of the most physical teams in the NFL.
He's gotten a focus. Even though, and you point to the dust up that they had this weekend.
Yes.
But before that dust up, Jalen Carter was considered, like, he wasn't playing, like, a while ago. Not last week, but a while ago. He was considered not playing up to his potential.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Sirianni had a hand in that, even if it's an inadvertent hand by hiring Coach Hurt or putting his coaching staff together. That's like, I think that we've gotten to the point now where we think Coach Sirianni is such a bubblehead that we don't want to give him credit for amassing. I'm not saying you. I'm saying some people. That we won't give him credit for amassing the coaching staff that
I don't even know if he picks his own staff. I mean, they hired Fangio while he's doing a press conference.
That's fair.
But
I think Coach Fangio was one of the ones that he was going to be here if things didn't work out differently.
Yeah, that seemed like it was a 2-year thing. I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Sirianni fully won you over. There's just so much to this conversation that it's like you can't wrap your arms around exactly what he does. So I'm going to judge him on the postseason. That's how I'm going to judge him. He's got a great roster. He has a great executive. He has a great owner. They have great coaches, which you want to give him some credit for picking these guys? Okay, I tend to think the front office is part of this, but okay. I am going to judge him how he coaches in the postseason. Lately they haven't been very close. The Eagles have found a way to blow teams out. I feel like when we get to January, it's going to get tighter. Like, if they play the Lions and Packers and Bills to try to win the Super Bowl, it's probably going to be tight, those games. And that's where his decision-making and how he reacts in the game is going to play a larger role than maybe it did, against the Rams.
Can I take you somewhere into the future, Joe?
Go ahead.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
greatest coach in Eagles history.
No, let's take a deep breath. Let's take a deep breath.
I mean, it's true.
I mean, Andy Reid, for years and years,
did not win a Super Bowl.
But, yeah, but he had success for years and years.
Sirianni's about to win a Super Bowl and have gone to another one.
We'll see.
And playoffs every year.
We'll see if he's about to win.
I'm just saying, be prepared. Be prepared for that to come out of my mouth.
See, this is where now we've gone way too far. Best coach in Eagles history.
Well, you're talking about needing to see him win in the postseason.
Yes.
I'm just letting you know what happens when he does.
Well, then the conversation changes.
That's exactly right.
All right. Robert in Germantown. What's up, Robert?
Well, Kyle and I were arguing about this. Look, guys, the first two coaches I saw play in a Super Bowl were Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry, and then Hank Stram and John Madden and Bill Walsh. Nick Sirianni can't light a candle to these guys.
I don't give a shit.
I'm just saying. Nick Sirianni is a lightweight. He's a glorified cheerleader, guys.
Compared to the greatest coaches in NFL history?
Yeah, he
breaking
doesn't measure
news.
Up. Doesn't measure up. We'll see. But I don't give him any credit. I give Stoutland credit for getting the offensive line to do what they need to do, Fangio to get the defense in shape. And I think they were hired by Lurie and Roseman. I think Sirianni had nothing to do with it. I think they told him, get out of the way and let the guys run the team who know what they're doing. Just stay on the sidelines, build a culture, quote unquote, whatever that means exactly. That's my two cents.
Well, I think your thought on the coaching staff is probably right. I mean, he inherited Stoutland, and then I think the front office hires these assistants. I think they did it with Doug, too. It's not a Sirianni thing. I mean, I think the front office is heavily involved in who they pick as assistants. That's the way the Eagles do things. Robert, we appreciate that. I view Sirianni more through the lens of a baseball manager than anything like a regular old-school football coach. And that doesn't mean he's not a good baseball manager, like in that example I'm giving. You know, Dave Roberts has had the best roster in baseball for 10 years in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people before this, he won this past one. So is he even a good manager?
Yeah,
this isn't new.
Because as good as they've been, they've kind of been, not say the Dodgers, because they won about two.
They won two World Series.
They won two since he's been there.
But before this year, they had won one, and he had the best team for like 10 years.
Yeah, they were struggling throughout. But yeah, sometimes you have to stay the course, man. And I think that, I will say this. I feel like early in the season, there probably was, and even last year, there was a conversation about firing Coach Sirianni.
Of course it was. They made us wait nine days last January.
To be fair, his hiring and firing, his extension might be tethered to how deep they go in the playoffs. But I think at the end of the day, for where he was and what he's gotten this team to do, you got to give him his props. Now his legacy is not set. His future is not defined yet. Mm. But I think up until this point, he's done a hell of a job of coaching.
I do want to point out about the assistant coaches thing, mm-hmm. because Kellen Moore, I totally agree. That feels like a Jeff Lurie, Howie Roseman thing. Like, we need to get somebody in here who can help with the offense a little bit. Didn't the Eagles reportedly want Fangio for a few years now?
Yeah.
And he's the, you know, he's the top of the hierarchy in terms of the Gannon coaching tree, right?
It's
Gannon
history.
Was a Sirianni hire. So, this defensive philosophy that they wanted to bring to the Eagles, that might have started with Nick Sirianni.
Perhaps it did, yeah.
Okay.
And it's worked. And I just wanted to put that out there.
They went out and got some disciples.
But no one liked that philosophy until they got Vic Fangio.
Yeah, right. They finally got the architect.
No, sure. But, that was, a little bit of trial and error. And Gannon is also part of the reason why they weren't able to get Fangio earlier than they did. So I just want to point that out before we do. Oh, it's all Vic Fangio. Nick Sirianni might have a bigger hand in getting Fangio here than you want to give him credit.
Yeah, it seems
for.
Like he wants to play that kind of defense, and it's working right now. 215-592-9494. Hugh, you just threw out a question about the future of Sirianni, right? The thought is, well, he only has 1 year left after this year, so will they give him a contract extension? I want to throw this at you because I saw this morning. So John Johnson last night on mm-hmm. his show, he put out a poll: would you wait to see how the season ends before deciding whether to extend Nick Sirianni?
Oh,
it was pretty close. 52% said no, he already earned it. 48% said yes, the playoff matters in all this. So, as much as ever, there's a lot of people out there just want to say, yeah, he's fully won me over. But then when push comes to shove and people had a vote there, 50% were like, let's just wait till the playoffs kind of play itself out here. 215-592-9494. Ken in Cinnamon. And hey, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
Well, first of all, this is the last time I'm going to talk to you guys before Christmas, so I want to say have a happy holiday to all
happy
of you.
Happy holidays.
Enjoy your first Christmas in your new house. Congratulations.
Thanks, brother.
You have many, many more.
Well, Merry Christmas to you too, Ken. Happy holidays, and we appreciate being part of the show. What are you thinking today?
Well, so I trigger alert. I'm going to use a you people.
Uh oh.
You're about to hit us with the you people.
And the you people is all of you Sirianni mockers. I'm here to mock. I'm here to openly mock. Listen, I've been in a foxhole for real, and I don't want any of you people anywhere near my foxhole. I want to fire him. Now I like him, but I only like him until they lose again, and then I want to fire him again. And meanwhile, all the guy does is win football games. The guy wins so many football games around here that if he loses two games in a row, everybody wants to fire him. Now, you know, and everybody wants to act like this is all incidental. Like Nick Sirianni, it's just coincidental that this has happened since Nick Sirianni has been here. I am it's not a bus, it's not a sleigh, it's an island. And I am one of the founding fathers of Sirianni Island. And I'm going to tell you when we founded Sirianni Island. It was his first season here, and everybody was making fun of him because the story got out about the flower analogy and the whole thing. And they won that week, and when Jason Kelce broke him down in the locker room after the game when they won, with a whole week of everybody just ripping what a fool Nick Sirianni was, Jason Kelce broke the team down in the locker room with roots on three, ready, break. And that was Jason Kelce telling the world, you can all kiss my backside. We love this guy, and we're going to play our asses off for him. And that's what they do every week. And if you want to pretend that he's a passenger, then you know what? I can't help you because, you know, stupidity is something that they have not found a cure for yet. But this guy wins football games. This guy is a special head coach. I have been saying it for years. And for all you guys that are now wanting to come around, but here's the ironic part. Before Nick Sirianni got here, 75% of the radio callers to this show and the hosts on this show swore that Howie Roseman didn't know what the hell he was doing. Now Howie Roseman is being given all the credit for how good this team is. Nick Sirianni's getting none of it. And now the guy who didn't know what he was doing as the general manager is now wholly responsible for the fact that this is a great team. Like, you can't have it both ways. If Nick Sirianni has nothing to do with the success of this team, if Nick Sirianni is incidental to the 12 wins this year, then he cannot be blamed for the losses. And so you cannot say everything that happens that's good is in spite of Nick Sirianni until they lose a game, and then it's all on Nick Sirianni.
Well, I agree with that. Right? He's a part of it either way. And Ken, we appreciate it. Ken, we hope you have a happy holiday. I don't think he's incidental. I also don't think it's because of him. I just don't. I don't think he's the driver of the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that's Howie Roseman. He puts this whole thing together. And I was a Doug guy. I was not anti-Doug. I'm not, you know, I thought Doug was tremendous at his best, and he won playoff games he wasn't supposed to win. He was an underdog three straight times, and they won all the games. Actually, he won the next year as an underdog in Chicago. But I do view it as a Howie Roseman production, and I consider Sirianni more like a manager of a team. That doesn't mean there's good baseball managers that help their team win the World Series, but that's the view I have of him.
Well, so I'm a Howie guy with you, lifetime contract, all that. Howie did construct an outstanding roster this season. And we both think Howie Roseman's a really, really smart guy.
Hall of Famer.
Why would he go into this season knowing what he had in this roster without wanting to get the best possible coach for his team when they had a chance to do it? He went into the season and said, with this collection of talent that I have, you know what guy I want at the head of it? Nick Sirianni.
Well, it took
baby.
Him 9 days to recognize that.
But it was a snowstorm, Jeff.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the snow. Let's go to Chuck in Mannery. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, Chuck.
What's up, man? How y'all feeling?
I don't know. I'm good, Chuck, but hey, Joe, I got to tell you, I might have a job opportunity for us.
Wait, are you getting college coaching?
We'll talk about it.
You got an offer?
No, I'm just saying I might have an angle.
Uh-oh. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, listen. share it. You let everybody hear. No, listen. Let me say this about Nick Sirianni, right? When we get to the Super Bowl this year, because we're going to get to the Super Bowl, that's when I'll judge him. I'm open to being, you know, a Nick guy. But then again, you know what? I'm standing on my take. The guy is as good as his coordinators, and that's the bottom line. You know what I mean? Yeah. Vic Fangio is the reason why his defense is number one right now. Yeah, you guys laugh. His defense is number one right now.
It was funny. You know what I
mean? He's right. I mean,
no, he's not.
Yeah, sure he is.
He's had how many different sets of coordinators has he had here? Yet all he does is win. He's the common denominator. He's only as good as his coordinators.
Well, last year they
make the playoffs every year.
Last year they were closer to average because he didn't have good coordinators. This year they're excellent because he's got good coordinators.
They won 11 games and won the playoffs last year.
Yeah, but they were closer to an average team.
Okay, common denominator.
Now, you want to sit here and beat the horn about this guy, Nick Sirianni? Last time I remember, he's in a big game against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and he scribbled.
Stop. The greatest QB coach of all time.
Chuck's so right. He turtled up. He kicked the field goal in the third quarter, didn't go for it in the fourth. He turtled up.
Yeah, you know what he did? He took the points like you were screaming at him to do earlier this year.
That was a different team. Against that Mahomes, you're crazy, Kyle. Go ahead, Chuck.
That wasn't the time to do that,
no,
man.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Against Pat, you see what Doug did. We got our only Super Bowl here. When you go up against Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, those type of guys, Patrick Mahomes, you got to go in and have balls of glory. And he
balls of glory.
Okay? So what I'm saying to you right now, come playoff time, I'm going to judge him then and come to Super Bowl. We make it to the Super Bowl again. I'm going to see if he scribbles up when he cries for the national anthem, or is he going to have balls of glory that game,
balls
and we're going to win a Super Bowl. That's what I'm going to judge him off. If he win that Super Bowl, then he'd be the greatest coach next to Doug. He'd be the greatest coach in Eagles history.
No, above Doug.
That, now we're
no
talking.
Above Doug.
Chuck, good phone call. See, Chuck brought the energy.
The bar being the Super Bowl is absurd.
The bar has got to be the postseason here.
Okay, they're going to the postseason. They've clinched that already.
The bar has to be performing in the postseason.
Okay, but it's not the Super Bowl.
Well,
one team wins the Super Bowl every
they're
year.
They're the favorite to get there in the NFC.
Okay.
If they don't get there, did he do a great job?
We'll see. The devil's going to be in the details.
All right. 215-592-9494. Rhea's going to join us next. But keep listening because today is your final day. When you hear this sounder later in the show.
Ho-ho. It's here's Helena Stocking.
The last day.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yes, it is your last chance here. All brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. When you hear that later in the show, keep listening. Hugh's Holiday Stocking. We'll find out what's inside. You guys ask us a question, guess. You win a great qualifying prize and be automatically entered for the grand prize. All brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, Rhea joins us in studio next. We also have to play some audio from down in D.C. Do we have some bulletin board material for Nick Sirianni to use? 215-592-9494. Has Nick Sirianni fully won you over? We'll discuss it. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We talk about tough, detailed together, right? That's a team. That's a team, all right? How long was it, Bob?
10:30.
10 minutes and 30 seconds on a 4 minute by the way. Yes, sir. Hey, you want us to run it? We can run it.
Yeah.
You want us to pass it? How about that pass?
Yeah.
Defense, stopping them on short fields was incredible. You guys played your ass off as a group, together. Awesome job, defense. Remember, right? That was a tough win against a tough team. Hungry, humble. All right, it's more than just this. It's more than getting this win. We just want to keep getting better, hungry and humble. We got a lot to be thankful for.
We're working. We're getting to work on Monday.
How about that pass game, Hugh Douglas? That might have been my favorite Sirianni locker room
of
the year.
Yeah, that was a direct shot at the media. The media.
At you, Hugh Douglas.
Or A.J. Brown.
Yeah, probably. He might have been. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop on. Rhea will join us at 11. We're going to find out later in this show what's in Hugh's holiday stocking.
Ooh,
in fact,
this the last one, ain't
it? It's your last chance.
It's the last one.
Yeah, to win the qualifying prize, to be entered for the grand prize. Later on, we'll get to the latest on the coaching market, including Kellen Moore's name out there again. And what Jalen Hurts said yesterday about the Jay Glazer report, about the meeting with Big Dom and all that nonsense. He gave us some more clarity on his finger, his left hand, the broken finger, and what it will prevent him from doing. 215-592-9494. And we got a cold stove update for the Phillies as well. But let's get back to the phone lines here. Has Nick Sirianni fully won you over? I mean, like, half this town, I would say, if not more, in October was out on this guy.
Yes.
And now we are gone the other way.
It's okay to be that way.
We're all emotional here.
It is absolutely okay to change your mind. New information, new takes. That's fine. That's one of our values here on the Midday Show. But are you fully won over? Like, I think you'd be obtuse and just ridiculous if you didn't have a better feeling about Sirianni today than you did 10 weeks ago. Obviously. They've won 10 games in a row. He has done a better job, I would say, in the game as the weeks have gone on. I didn't love some of the ones early, New Orleans, Atlanta, Jacksonville, but I'd say the last month and a half, I have felt pretty good about Sirianni, and I've criticized him very little for in-game stuff. He's doing a good job, but fully won over? No, I'm going to wait for the playoffs for that. Let's talk to Frank, who's up next on WIP. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. First of all, a blessed holiday to both of you.
You too, Frank. You, we appreciate you listening.
What are you thinking of it?
So my Sirianni point and then a personal comment. So I'm fully in on Sirianni. Nick has an intangible that you cannot put your hand on. And Joe, I love you. You're a heck of a guy, and I hate to be the foil to your point, especially this time of year. But
you know what? Shut up.
All you have to do is look to the Dallas Cowboys. They have had incontrovertible talent over a number of years, but yet the coach has failed to provide the missing ingredient. So you can have all the talent in the world, and if you don't have a coach that either has a tangible effect or an intangible, like Nick has in my belief, I think the talent can go wasted, like the point you was making earlier.
So I think, Frank, I think it's a fair point, and Dallas is not, and obviously this year they're ravaged by injuries, but even like in their good years, which I think you're referencing, Frank, they haven't gotten over the hump, they haven't got to a title game, they haven't got to a Super Bowl, Sirianni's done those things. Frank, I just need to see it in the playoffs again. It was one run, and 2 years ago, they were, I would call it fortunate who they got to play when they played them, right? The Giants were a kind of a make-believe playoff team.
And then
Purdy got hurt. Frank, look, the playoffs this year, and I can't project injuries, but the playoffs this year look like they're going to be a real challenge in the NFC. If he gets back to another Super Bowl, I can't say anything but wow.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, I think there are ebbs and flows in that. You know, there were some ebbs earlier in the year, now we're on a flow. And I think that the playoffs, the flow is going to continue. I think he really has tapped into something, and I'm all in.
Well, it feels like he has. I mean, like 10 wins in a row is a remarkable thing. Frank, we appreciate the phone call. That's a fair point, the Cowboys point, right? The Cowboys.
Yeah.
But the Eagles are also better than the Cowboys. They're more talented than the Cowboys, even at their best.
You could make that argument last year that there was probably a push.
Last year, yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, they kind of fell off. So, yeah, it's
But they
it's
both
one of those
lost
things.
In the first round last year.
Yeah, yeah, but I would probably say, you know, when you talk about, I was thinking more so the regular season.
Well, they won the division, the Cowboys last year.
Yeah, well, the Cowboys is, I think, a really good comparison, especially with a guy that I think you've compared him to a lot, Jason Garrett, who was Mr. 8-8. And granted, they haven't had as talented teams as the Eagles have. But they've had more talented teams, teams that are more talented than an 8-8 record.
Absolutely.
See what an actual bad coach or not a good coach looks like with a talented team. Like, I just think it's coming off as more of a discredit to Nick Sirianni that he has a talented roster, when I think it should be viewed as a plus of what he's getting out of these guys.
I just think it makes us feel good about him, like that he does well with the good roster. I compared it earlier to college football. Like, there's a reason why certain fan bases, and I know we don't pay super attention to it here, but like, you see it on ESPN. They want to fire Ryan Day in Ohio State, even though he's 40-4, whatever his record is.
Yeah, that's because they dropped four to Michigan.
Well, right, but the expectation is we have the best roster, we win championships.
Yeah.
And if you don't get close to that, or you don't do it, then you criticize the coach. Like, I've moved off of the Eagles are anything but special as an organization. Like, that's what they are. Maybe they weren't 6 years ago, but look what Howie's done the last 3 or 4 years with the talent on this team. It's remarkable what they've added.
But didn't you think going into the season they were what, like a 9-win team?
I said 10.
They could win 15.
But I was wrong.
So I think you were also wrong about Nick Sirianni.
Again, we had this. I can't be wrong about both.
Sure you can.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. If they're a 15-win roster and he wins 15, then he just achieved.
Right, but okay. So, but I feel like if you went in thinking this was a 9-8-win team because of the talent on the team, and the talent, I think, has shown you that they're more talented, or at least they're playing better than you thought they were going to. That could mean one of two things. They're a lot more talented than you thought, but there are a lot of young players. So it might just be the fact that they're getting the most out of these guys early on, like as early as it could possibly be. He's got a lot of rookies on this defense.
I'm going to give him credit for the defense.
I get that's Fangio.
I mean, you kind of have to.
But
a
lot of great, what? Like Andy Reid had Jim Johnson, Joe. Like, good coaches have good staff. That's okay.
I didn't say it's not okay, but also Andy Reid was the offensive designer.
But okay, but all of his teams were defensive teams, Joe.
Rod Dowhower, though. He was kind of learning from Rod Dowhower a little bit.
Those Andy Reid teams that we had back here, they were defensive football teams.
The offense
had Todd Pinkston, James Thrash.
When Andy got here, there was nothing in place. Okay, and he had to put it all in place.
What was Andy Reid without Jim Johnson?
Right, and that's fine. And like, he can have a good defense for every good offensive, but he's not an offensive guy either. He's a CEO.
Sure he is. Hold on. No. Because we're ignoring this also.
What are we ignoring?
This team, its bread and butter is what it was in 2021. Kellen Moore wasn't here in 2021.
Yeah, and that's...
Is this eye-popping Kellen Moore offense? Like, is this Kellen Moore offense, like, popping off the screen to you?
See,
no,
that,
like,
that's
they're
the thing.
Winning
yeah.
by being tough. That's Sirianni.
Yeah, I think
they're winning
Coach Sirianni.
They're winning because they have more good players than anybody else.
But they are one of the most physical teams in the NFL.
He's gotten them focused. Even though, and you point to the dust-up that they had this weekend.
Yes.
But before that dust-up, Jalen Carter was considered, like he wasn't playing, like a while ago. Not last week, but a while ago. He was considered not playing up to his potential.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Sirianni had a hand in that, even if it's an inadvertent hand by hiring Coach Hurt or putting his coaching staff together. That's like, I think that we've gotten to the point now where we think Coach Sirianni is such a bubblehead that we don't want to give him credit for amassing. I'm not saying you. I'm saying some people. That we don't give him credit for amassing the coaching staff that he's coached.
Because I don't even know if he picks his own staff. I mean, they hired Fangio while he's doing a press conference.
That's fair.
But
I think Coach Fangio was one of the ones that he was going to be here if things didn't work out differently.
Yeah, that seemed like it was a 2-year thing. I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Sirianni fully won you over. There's just so much to this conversation that it's like you can't wrap your arms around exactly what he does. So I'm going to judge him on the postseason. That's how I'm going to judge him. He's got a great roster. He has a great executive. He has a great owner. They have great coaches, which you want to give him some credit for picking these guys? Okay, I tend to think the front office is part of this, but okay. I am going to judge him how he coaches in the postseason. And these games, lately they haven't been very close. The Eagles have found a way to blow teams out. I feel like when we get to January, it's going to get tighter. Like if they play the Lions and Packers and Bills to try to win the Super Bowl, it's probably going to be tight, those games. And that's where his decision-making and how he reacts in the game is going to play a larger role than maybe it did against the Rams.
Can I take you somewhere into the future, Joe?
Go ahead.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
greatest coach in Eagles history.
No, let's take a deep breath. Let's take a deep breath.
I mean, it's true.
I mean, Andy Reid, for years and years,
did not win a Super Bowl.
But, yeah, but he had success for years and years.
Sirianni's about to win a Super Bowl and have gone to another one.
We'll see.
And playoffs every year.
We'll see if he's about to win a
Super Bowl. I'm just saying, be prepared. Be prepared for that to come out of my mouth.
See, this is where now we've gone way too far. Best coach in Eagles history.
Well, you're talking about needing to see him win in the postseason.
Yes.
I'm just letting you know what happens when he does.
Well, then the conversation changes.
That's exactly right.
All right. Robert in Germantown. What's up, Robert?
Well, Kyle and I were arguing about this. Look, guys, the first two coaches I saw play in a Super Bowl were Vince Lombardi and Tom Landry, and then Hank Stram and John Madden and Bill Walsh. Nick Sirianni can't light a candle to these guys.
I don't give a shit.
I'm just saying. Nick Sirianni's a lightweight. He's a glorified cheerleader, guys.
Compared to the greatest coaches in NFL history?
Yeah,
breaking news.
Doesn't measure up. We'll see. But I don't give him any credit. I give Stoutland credit for getting the offensive line to do what they need to do, Fangio to get the defense in shape. And I think they were hired by Lurie and Roseman. I think Sirianni had nothing to do with it. I think they told him, get out of the way and let the guys run the team who know what they're doing. Just stay on the sidelines, build a culture, quote-unquote, whatever that means exactly. That's my two cents.
Well, I think your thought on the coaching staff is probably right. I mean, he inherited Stoutland, and then I think the front office hires these assistants. I think they did it with Doug, too. It's just not a Sirianni thing. I mean, I think the front office is heavily involved in who they pick as assistants. That's the way the Eagles do things. Robert, we appreciate that. I view Sirianni more through the lens of a baseball manager than anything like a regular old-school football coach. And that doesn't mean he's not a good baseball manager, like in that example I'm giving. You know, Dave Roberts has had the best roster in baseball for 10 years in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people before this, he won this past one. So is he even a good manager?
Yeah,
this isn't new.
Because as good as they've been, they've kind of been, not say the Dodgers, because they won about two.
They've won two World Series.
They won two since he's been there.
But before this year, they had won one, and he had the best team for like 10 years.
They were struggling throughout. But yeah, sometimes you have to stay the course, man. And I think that, I will say this. I feel like early in the season, there probably was, and even last year, there was a conversation about firing Coach Sirianni.
Of course it was. They made us wait nine days last January.
And to be fair, his hiring and firing, his extension might be tethered to how deep they go in the playoffs. But I think at the end of the day, for where he was and what he's gotten his team to do, you got to give him his props. Now his legacy is not set. His future is not defined yet. Mm-hmm. But I think up until this point, he's done a hell of a job of coaching.
I do want to point out about the assistant coaches thing, mm-hmm. because Kellen Moore, I totally agree. That feels like a Jeff Lurie, Howie Roseman thing. Like, we need to get somebody in here who can help with the offense a little bit. Didn't the Eagles reportedly want Fangio for a few years now?
Yeah.
And he's the top of the hierarchy in terms of the Gannon coaching tree, right?
It's
Gannon was a Sirianni hire. This defensive philosophy that they wanted to bring to the Eagles, that might have started with Nick Sirianni.
Perhaps it did, yeah.
Okay.
And it's worked. And I just wanted to put that out there.
They went out and got some disciples.
But no one liked that philosophy until they got Vic Fangio.
Yeah, they finally got the architect.
No, sure. But like that was, you know, a little bit of trial and error. And Gannon is also part of the reason why they weren't able to get Fangio earlier than they did. So I just want to point that out before we do. Oh, it's all Vic Fangio. Like, Nick Sirianni might have a bigger hand in getting Fangio here than you want to give him credit.
Yeah, it seems like he wants to play that kind of defense, and it's working right now. 215-592-9494. Hugh, you just threw out a question about, like, the future of Sirianni, right? The thought is, well, he only has 1 year left after this year, so will they give him a contract extension? I want to throw this at you because I saw this morning. So John Johnson last night on his show, he put out a poll. Would you wait to see how the season ends before deciding whether to extend Nick Sirianni?
Oh.
It was pretty close. 52% said no, he already earned it. 48% said yes, the playoff matters in all this. So, you know, as much as there's a lot of people out there just want to say, yeah, he's fully won me over. But then when push comes to shove and people had a vote there, 50% were like, let's just wait till the playoffs kind of play itself out here. 215-592-9494. Ken and Cinnamon. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Hey, Ken. What's up?
Well, first of all, this is the last time I'm going to talk to you guys before Christmas. So I want to say have a happy holiday to all
happy
of you.
Happy holidays.
Enjoy your first Christmas in your new house. Congratulations.
Thanks, brother.
You have many, many more.
Well, Merry Christmas to you too, Ken. Happy holidays, and we appreciate being part of the show. What are you thinking today?
Well, so trigger alert. I'm going to use a you people.
Uh oh.
You about to hit us with the you people?
And the you people is all of you Sirianni mockers. I'm here to mock. I'm here to openly mock. Listen, I've been in a foxhole for real, and I don't want any of you people anywhere near my foxhole. I want to fire him. I want to fire him. Now I like him, but I only like him until they lose again, and then I want to fire him again. And meanwhile, all the guy does is win football games. The guy wins so many football games around here that if he loses two games in a row, everybody wants to fire him. Now, you know, and everybody wants to act like this is all incidental. Like Nick Sirianni, it's just coincidental that this has happened since Nick Sirianni has been here. I am it's not a bus, it's not a sleigh, it's an island. And I am one of the founding fathers of Sirianni Island. And I'm going to tell you when we founded Sirianni Island. It was his first season here, and everybody was making fun of him because the story got out about the flower analogy and the whole thing. And they won that week, and when Jason Kelce broke him down in the locker room after the game when they won, with a whole week of everybody just ripping what a fool Nick Sirianni was, Jason Kelce broke the team down in the locker room with roots on three, ready, break. And that was Jason Kelce telling the world, you can all kiss my backside. We love this guy, and we're going to play our asses off for him. And that's what they do every week. And if you want to pretend that he's a passenger, then you know what? I can't help you because, you know, stupidity is something that they have not found a cure for yet. But this guy wins football games. This guy is a special head coach. I have been saying it for years. And for all you guys that are now wanting to come around, but here's the ironic part. Before Nick Sirianni got here, 75% of the radio callers to this show and the hosts on this show swore that Howie Roseman didn't know what the hell he was doing. Now Howie Roseman is being given all the credit for how good this team is. Nick Sirianni's getting none of it. And now the guy who didn't know what he was doing as the general manager is now wholly responsible for the fact that this is a great team. Like, you can't have it both ways. If Nick Sirianni has nothing to do with the success of this team, if Nick Sirianni is incidental to the 12 wins this year, then he cannot be blamed for the losses. And so you cannot say everything that happens that's good is in spite of Nick Sirianni until they lose a game, and then it's all on Nick Sirianni.
Well, I agree with that. Right? He's a part of it either way. And Ken, we appreciate it. Ken, we hope you have a happy holiday. I don't think he's incidental. I also don't think it's because of him. I just don't. I don't think he's the driver of the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that's Howie Roseman. He puts this whole thing together. And I was a Doug guy. I was not anti-Doug. I'm not, you know, I thought Doug was tremendous at his best, and he won playoff games he wasn't supposed to win. He was an underdog three straight times, and they won all the games. Actually, he won the next year as an underdog in Chicago. But I do view it as a Howie Roseman production, and I consider Sirianni more like a manager of a team. That doesn't mean there's good baseball managers that help their team win the World Series, but that's the view I have of him.
Well, so I'm a Howie guy with you, lifetime contract, all that. Howie did construct an outstanding roster this season. And we both think Howie Roseman's a really, really smart guy.
Hall of Famer.
Why would he go into this season knowing what he had in this roster without wanting to get the best possible coach for his team when they had a chance to do it? He went into the season and said, with this collection of talent that I have, you know what guy I want at the head of it? Nick Sirianni.
Well, it took
baby.
Him 9 days to recognize that.
I mean, yeah, but
it was
did.
A snowstorm, Joe.
Oh, that's right. There was a snow. I forgot about the snow. Let's go to Chuck and Mannery. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
What up, Chuck?
Hey, Chuck.
What's up, man? How y'all feeling?
I don't know. I'm good, Chuck, but hey, Joe, I got to tell you, I might have a job opportunity for us.
Wait, are you getting a college coaching?
We'll talk about it.
You got an offer?
No, I'm just saying we might. I might have an angle on
it. Uh-oh. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, listen. Hey, listen, Sharon, you let everybody hear. No, listen, let me say this about Nick Sirianni, right? When we get to the Super Bowl this year, because we're going to get to the Super Bowl, that's when I'll judge him. I'm open to being, you know, a Nick guy. But then again, you know what? I'm standing on my take. The guy is as good as his coordinators, and that's the bottom line. You know what I mean? Yeah. Vic Fangio is the reason why his defense is number one right now.
Yeah, you guys laugh. His defense is number one right now.
It was funny. You know what I
mean? He's right. I mean,
no, he's not.
Yeah, sure he is.
He said, how many different sets of coordinators has he had here? Yet all he does is win. He's the common denominator. He's only as good as his coordinators.
Well, last year they
make the playoffs every year.
Last year they were closer to average because he didn't have good coordinators. This year they're excellent because he's got good coordinators.
They won 11 games once the playoffs last year.
Yeah, they were closer to an average team.
Okay, common denominator.
Now, you want to sit here and beat the horn about this guy, Nick Sirianni? Last time I remember, he's in a big game against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and he scribbled.
Stop. The greatest QB and coach of all time.
Chuck's so right. He turtled up. He kicked the field goal in the third quarter, didn't go for it in the fourth. He turtled up.
Yeah, you know what he did? He took the points like you were screaming at him to do earlier this year.
That was a different team. Against that Mahomes, you're crazy, Kyle. Go ahead, Chuck.
That wasn't the time to do that, man.
No, no.
You know what I mean? Against Pat, you see what Doug did. We got our only Super Bowl here. When you go up against Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, those type of guys, Patrick Mahomes, you got to go in and have balls of glory. And he
balls of glory.
Okay? So what I'm saying to you right now, come playoff time, I'm going to judge him then and come to Super Bowl. We make it to the Super Bowl again. I'm going to see if he scribbles up when he cries for the national anthem, or is he going to have balls of glory that game
balls
and we're going to win a Super Bowl. That's what I'm going to judge him off. If he win that Super Bowl, then he'd be the greatest coach next to Doug. He'd be the greatest coach in Eagles history.
No, above Doug.
Now we're talking.
Above Doug.
Chuck, good phone call. See, Chuck brought the energy.
The bar being the Super Bowl is absurd. I'm sorry.
The bar has got to be the postseason here.
Okay, they're going to the postseason. They've clinched that already.
The bar, it has to be performing in the postseason.
Okay, but it's not the Super Bowl.
Well,
team wins the Super Bowl every
they're
year.
They're the favorite to get there in the NFC.
Okay.
If they don't get there, did he do a great job?
We'll see. The devil's going to be in the details.
All right. 215-592-9494. Rhea's going to join us next. But keep listening because today is your final day. When you hear this sounder later in the show.
Ho-ho. It's here's Helena Stockton.
The last day.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
Yes, it is your last chance here. All brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. When you hear that later in the show, keep listening. Hughes Holiday Stocking. We'll find out what's inside. You guys ask us a question, guess. You win a great qualifying prize and be automatically entered for the grand prize. All brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, Rhea joins us in studio next. We also have to play some audio from down in D.C. Do we have some bulletin board material for Nick Sirianni to use? 215-592-9494. Has Nick Sirianni fully won you over? We'll discuss it. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.